This week's parsha is Parshas Vayeschanan. It's also known as Shabbos Nachamu, the Shabbos of Nechama, of consolation. We read many famous ideas. It's an unbelievable parsha. It's packed with incredible ideas. For example, we read the account of the revelation at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. We also get the Ten Commandments, or at least Moshe tells us about the Ten Commandments again, a second reading of it from, we have it in Yisro, and now we have it in Vayeschanan. And then we have the most famous line in all of Judaism, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and the first parash of Yahavta. So the question is, this is now where we're at the point in history we're talking about. We're in the 40th year of the Jews in the desert, and it's at this time that Moshe is giving his last 36 days, and that's basically the whole book of Deuteronomy of Devarim is Moshe telling over to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people, at 36 days. It's like his final goodbye, farewell speech to the Jewish people. And he recounts many different things. And in this week's parsha, he recounts the revelation at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. And then right after that, he introduces Shema. So one would ask, if this is one of the most central ideas, the most central prayers or declarations that we have in Judaism, why did it have to wait 40 years? Wouldn't you think that this would be the first thing that the Jewish people would be taught? And perhaps there was a tradition already going all the way back to Jacob, to Yaakov, where there was the story of when the sons were around his deathbed, and they declared Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But here, for the first time, 40 years after the Jews are in the desert, that Moshe introduces this idea, the most central line in all of Judaism. So in context of the time of year that we're in, I think that perhaps the message is so important, and it really is a takeaway from Tisha B'Av. Here we were on the floor, sitting on the floor yesterday. Now we're entering, we turn around, a couple of days later, we're Shabbos Nachamu, which is the Shabbos of consolation. And then on Wednesday, we celebrate Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is one of the happiest days on the calendar, the Jewish calendar. So 40 years and then Shema. Why not right away? And so I think the message is what we have to take away from Tisha B'Av. And we have a Tisha B'Av that is a day of tremendous tragedy, a day of darkness, but we, as we discussed last time, it's a day of avelut. It's a day of truth. It brings us to a certain point of a certain clarity that perhaps we lack in our regular daily life. That we need to have a day where we have to see things, the harshness of life and the realities of life. But what comes out of that? What's the outgrowth of avelut? What comes from that? And the answer is that we have a Tu B'Av, we have a Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. 40 years of going through whatever we had to go through, but it doesn't mean that that's the end. Rather, it's the beginning of something greater. The idea that we, the Jewish people, were on a quest. We're traveling. We're holchim. From the first time of the first person of our nationhood, really, that starts with Avram Avinu. His command that Hashem gave him was Lech Lecha. I want you to go, and I want you to travel, and that's the message to us, is that we're traveling. We're going somewhere, and so what happens in this week's parasha is Moshe tells us. Again, about the revelation. When we read through the revelation story, what we're seeing is, if you read through it, and I recommend that everybody read through it closely, you get to see there's something that they're struggling with. The struggle is, how exactly is a finite human being able to relate to an infinite God? How do we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we have a relationship? How is one able to confront or to be able to even connect to this infinite non-physical God? And so look at the story of the revelation, especially in Vaschanan. You can see that's what's, it's almost like it's a pella, it's a wonder. How exactly is this happening? And that's the major struggle that we have to realize, that that's a constant struggle. And that's why we'll turn to Avodah Zarah. We'll turn to idol worship. Idol worship, again, in projection of creating gods or creating certain limitations or finite gods, because we need something that's finite to relate to. But the issue is that God is infinite. And for 40 years, it took 40 years for Moses, for Moshe and the Jewish people to basically work through what occurred at Mount Har Sinai, at the revelation. And it's a constant thing that we have to work through. But it's at the end, it's after Moshe tells us over the story, and you read through the Pella, the wonderment of being able to talk, to hear God directly, and to experience God directly in such a powerful, almost, you know, again, such a, it's so hard to comprehend. But it's from there that we understand the oneness of Hashem. And that's the takeaway, is that we go through these different processes in life, and through our history, we've gone through so many different ups and downs. But the idea is, what do we take away from it? And where are we going post those experiences? And so we come back to a Tisha B'Av, and then we go from there. We then experience, we are able to experience a Tu B'Av. What's Tu B'Av? So historically speaking, the Jews for 40 years in the desert, when it came to Tisha B'Av, they would dig their graves on the 8th, and they would go to bed on the 9th of Av in their graves. And the number, they say, is about 15,000 Jews would die each year. And then by the 40th year, those who dug their graves and they woke up on the 9th of Av, they thought that maybe they made a mistake, that they calculated wrong, and so they went back on the 10th, the 11th, the 12th. It wasn't until there was the mid-month where there was a full moon, they understood that they actually had been saved. And so what Tu B'Av became, one of the happiest days on the calendar, because that generation, those people who survived, who didn't, and who woke up after the 9th of Av, and the 10th and the 11th, they realized by the 15th that they had been spared. And so this day becomes the day of where now we go forward. It's okay, the past has happened, and now it's to move forward. And so Tu B'Av becomes a symbol of this kind of like being unlocked and letting and being able to put whatever that negative thing was done, whatever was the negative decree of the past, is in the past. And now it's time to go forward. And to let go of all the negativity that might have that was existent until then. And so after a Tisha B'Av, when we are able to see, to kind of put things in perspective, to get a new clarity, we come to Parshas Vaschanan, we come to a Shabbos Nachamu, and we're able to get back, to refocus, and to go forward, and not to look back, but to rather move forward and to take advantage of this new clarity. And so we see at the end of the Haftarah is that there is a clarity that we're able to get, or at least we're supposed to strive for, and that it says to us, raise up your eyes, and look and understand and see who created this incredible world. The Parsha is all about us re-experiencing that special event of Mount Har Sinai, of experiencing God, and that we're able to then move forward and to take that special experience and bring it into a daily mantra of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is our God, and Hashem is one, and that we can relate to Him. We have to work hard to get to that. And that what Hashem is asking for us is to have that relationship with Him and to see and to understand and to work towards having a love for Him. The call is for us to love Him and to work and we know from our own human relationships that it takes effort. It takes effort. We have, if you have a relationship with a spouse, with children, with friends, to have a love relationship is to have to put in effort. And so too it goes with our relationship with Hashem. And it's an ongoing struggle and relation and effort that we need to do. And we come out of this dark time, it comes to the light of after the end of the tunnel. And that light is, and it tells us that there's hope, that we have incredible opportunities to have a relationship with God, with Hashem, and it's something that requires efforts, but that it is something that is eternal. That when we are able to really connect in a true way, that is something that will last forever and ever. And so the avoda, the prayer is to be able to is to see the light and to be able to take advantage of to have this new strength and to be able to see the consolation that in this difficulty that we've gone through, which is a Tisha B'Av, which represents the difficulties of life and the difficulties of our history, that it's for a purpose. And that it's the ultimate purpose is for us to be able to develop ourselves and develop our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem, and that that's something that will last forever and ever. And so I bless everybody. We should be blessed, and we should be able to continue to develop this relationship and all of our relationships, and that it should be something that is filled with tremendous love. Good Shabbos.